Driving cars. It is the same to drive a car in England as any other country. To change a car wheel in the wind and rain is as pleasant outside London as outside Rio de Janeiro. It is no more funny to try to start your car in Moscow than in Manchester. If your car stops moving anywhere, in Sydney or in Edinburgh, you will still have to push it. But the English car driver is different from the European car driver, so there are some things you must remember when you drive in England. 1. In English towns, you must drive at 30 miles an hour. The police watch carefully for drivers who go too fast. The fight against bad drivers is very clever and very English. It is difficult to know if a police car is following you, but if you are very intelligent and have very good eyes, you will see these cars. Remember, A. The police always drive blue cars. B. 3 policemen sit in each car. C. You can read the word police in large letters on the front and back of these cars. 2. I think England is the only country in the world where you must leave your car lights on when you park your car at night in a busy street with lots of street lights. Then, when you come back to the car, you cannot start it again. The car will not work. It is dead. But this is wonderful. There are fewer cars on the road, and the number of road crashes goes down. This makes the roads safe. 3. Only car drivers know the answer to this difficult question. What are taxis for? A person who is walking and looking for a taxi knows they are not there to carry passengers. Taxis are on the road to teach good manners to car drivers. They teach us never to be too brave. They make us remember that we do not know what the next minute will bring for us, if we can drive down the road, or if a taxi will hit us from the back or the side. 4. Car drivers are at war with other people. If you park your car in the city, the West End of London, or many other places, 2 or 3 policemen will run up and tell you, "You cannot park here. Move along." So, where can you park? The policemen do not know. "Try a place 30 miles down the road, near the sea, in the village of Minchinhampton," they say. 3 cars can park there for half an hour on Sunday morning between 7 and 8 a.m. The police are right. Cars need to move, and move fast, not stop. Some people think that the police are wrong. They do not want to drive their cars. They think cars are built to park and not to move. These people drive out of central London to the great park Hampstead Heath, or to the river at Richmond on a beautiful sunny day. They park their cars, close the windows, and go to sleep. They are very uncomfortable, and they sleep badly, of course. It is hot. But they say they are having a nice afternoon's holiday.